Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but immigration attorney Tammy Lynn from San Diego refuses to give up on Congress. She's here in Washington, D.C., and speaking with reporter Christopher Michael about family detention in 3, 2, 1. One aspect of enforcement of immigration laws that many people really haven't heard much about is the practice of family detention that's used by the federal government. Can you tell us what family detention is?
Sure. Family detention is this abhorrent jailing of mothers and children who are seeking asylum protection here in the United States.
Why is that used?
So I practice asylum law, and basically asylum can only be sought within the borders of the United States. And so many times people have to cross over from the border and turn themselves into the officials here in the United States. And in those cases, the practice generally is to have them detained.
How do you feel about this practice and what could be done about it?
Before, it used to be that once you were in, if you passed a credible fear interview, they found that you had a credible fear of returning to your country, they would release you so that you could have an ability to get services and assistance in order to do your case. And so many times what's going on is that these mothers and children are being locked up for months and treated as prisoners and living basically in a prison or a jail setting. Despite coming here for protection.
What can people do to try to help end this practice?
I would advise for people to contact their legislators, maybe even try to talk to the Obama administration that these are people that are seeking refuge. They are not criminals, and that they should stop the practice of family detention and maybe look for alternatives.
Tammy Lynn, this is Christopher Michael reporting.